This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Things didn't go the way the Democrats planned on the old impeachment scenario. They've got these check boxes of things they want to try to get Trump on. And you know what? Here's what's interesting. There's no more talk of womanizing and bimbo eruptions. There's no more talk of racism, because that's falling flat. We've helped the Kevin Jackson team. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. We're running projects all over the country that are discussing criminal justice reform. First Chance Act passed by the president. First step. That was an act passed by the president that said, let's take the first step in getting these brothers out of prison. If you didn't beat somebody, if you didn't, you know, arm rob them to get you drugs or whatever, President Trump's saying, look, people have issues. You make mistakes in life. Your life shouldn't be over because you make one mistake. I think we can all agree with that. Many of us, if we'd been caught doing something, we could have been caught up in the system. You did something wrong if you've been caught doing it. Have you ever driven drunk? I have. I couldn't have passed the test driving once. I know for a fact. I'm not the only one either. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let he among us who is without sin cast the first stone. But it's true. You know, it's easy for us to look at these criminals and go, what, you ever smoked dope? You ever done a line of coke? I haven't. I've never done any drugs in my life. People know this. But many of you have, and I'm not moralizing on you. I'm just saying, if you'd gotten caught, you might have been in jail. Maybe you went and bought drugs. And people have gone through life in these crazy kind of ways. I've got billionaire friends that tell me their stories, and I'm going, man, one step, one fraction of a second different, and life for them is completely dramatically changed. So Donald Trump recognizes this, passes the First Step Act. Says, look, you're not bad persons. You did a bad thing once. And guess what? Many of us have done it more than once. And we remain free. Because we're not a victim of our circumstances, but because of our circumstances, we remain free. Maybe maybe your parents had money. Maybe the people that let you go for something went, there's a redeeming quality in this young man or this young woman. I'm not going to do something here. And you learned your lesson and you went on to become great. Look, folks, it's easy to make one dramatic mistake. I was going to write a book about this a while back. It was going to be called Split Second, this one thing that stopped you from doing something bad, or maybe it went wrong. One of my cousins, he talked to me. He says, Kev, mine is easy. He says, my grandmother told me not to go on this trip because me and my boy, another cousin, were going to run drugs from Florida back to Texas or something. He says, my grandmother says, baby, I don't know what you're planning on doing today, but you shouldn't make that trip. She came out of the blue and told him that. He says, oh, grandma, it'll be okay. Got sent to federal prison. Split second. Anyway, Donald Trump recognizes this. He says, this is not only an issue of compassion, it's an issue of humanity because people make mistakes. So I'm going to give you your first step back into the reality of life, back into to go back and face life. And then I'm going to give you a second chance. First Step and Second Chance Acts passed by Donald Trump. We are pushing this in the black community because you know what? There are a lot of brothers and sisters out there who've made a mistake for a variety of reasons. And they have learned. They understand freedom is precious. And we assume they're all going to go out there and vote Democrat. Let me tell you something. Many of these criminals, former criminals, are waiting to vote for Donald Trump. You want a legacy? I've talked about this many times. The legacy, folks, of giving somebody back their freedom, reuniting them with their family, then giving them a job that they can expunge their record and go work in a regular job. You want to talk about a lasting legacy? Don't you want that done under a Republican president? And let me tell you, all these efforts that are being made on behalf of my team. And by the way, you want to join the team, KJRadio.com. You want to do something seriously significant for this country? This isn't talk. I'm telling you the truth. You want to do something significant? Join our team. Send us a note. Go to KJRadio.com. Give me a note. I promise you we'll respond back. Anyway, the impeachment thing is not working for the Democrats. They've lost their ability to manipulate minds. And let me tell you when it happened. It happened in the first term of Barack Obama, probably around the third year, 2010. That was when the wheels came off the wagon and the Democrats got the biggest butt kicking in a midterm they've had in decades. And it's because people finally recognize Obama for what he was, a worthless turd. That's what he was as president. All the things that the Democrats, oh, we need to pass criminal justice reform, and we need a comprehensive immigration, and we need to do this. And all it could have been done when they controlled Congress. None of it happened. Kick the can. That was a year, folks. In 2012, they barely got Obama reelected, and I believe it was because of cheating. But for the sake of this discussion, say it wasn't. Say it was just legit. It was a legit election. He barely got elected. The fall from grace from the Democratic Party that occurred at the hands of Barack Obama. That's what happened. Where we controlled the House and the Senate. And he was left there holding the bag. But their plight got worse. Because in their zeal to overturn the 2016 presidential election, where you voted in the person that you felt was going to turn this country around, and he's been doing it, Democrats moved even further away from their political dominance by relying on cheating to win. They tried in every way, shape, and form to keep Donald Trump from winning. They tried to manipulate the votes. And here's what was funny. They spent less time manipulating the votes because they thought, you know what? It doesn't matter. We've got this guy. We got him on all kinds of stuff. We got him on Russian this and that. We'll get him. He's not going to get elected. And they weaponized the FBI, the entirety of the DOJ, the entirety of it. They weaponized it in an effort to get Donald Trump out of the way. They handpicked this man to run against. And then it backfired, but it didn't backfire. I mean, they thought it was done. They thought it was dyed in the wool. Hillary Clinton was going to be president. This lady we had on the other day, Dr. Hill, said they bet on the wrong horse. And they certainly did. And so now they tried impeachment, and it's horrible news for them. Horrible. Did I say that right? Horrible news. And in the next segment, we're going to be reporting about this horrible news for them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You hit it on the head right from the beginning. There, I can confirm to you tonight that the U.S. government had open source intelligence and was aware as early as February of 2019 that the Ukrainian government was planning to reopen the Burisma investigation. This is long before the president ever imagined having a call with President Zelensky. In fact, it's before President Zelensky was even elected.
That was John Solomon speaking about the president and when these calls took place and all that, and he goes on to talk about Ukrainian involvement and so on and so forth. Maybe we'll play the rest of that a little later in the broadcast. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. What I was talking about in the first segment of this particular broadcast was how the Democrats tried to overthrow the election, and they wanted to use impeachment, and they said it immediately. I mean, we played the clip of everybody, "We must impeach this president." Sound like Maxine Waters there, because that's what I was trying to sound like. Everybody in the food chain, we got to impeach him. We had Al Green, Congressman Al Green, not since we've been together, not that Al Green. Al Green, the congressman, who said the only way we could defeat President Trump is we must impeach him. So that's been the strategy. Impeach him. What did Tlaib, what'd she say? Impeach the MF. Impeach the mother. She wants him impeached. Everybody wants him impeached because they can't beat him on his record. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But it's bad news for Bonzo, and I'm talking about the gorillas on the other side of this equation, the leftists. House impeachment, this is Rasmussen. House impeachment hearings haven't moved voters so far, with the plurality still expecting President Trump to be reelected next November. The number who thinks the president impeachment is likely, hasn't changed, but there's a sizable support for expanding the hearings to include the activities of Biden and his son. It's horrible news for Democrats. May I expound? Oh, okay, I will. Oh, producers can be funny. When you guys, if you can see inside the studio, which we will let you do that at some point, but they're funny. Moving on. Latest Rasmussen national telephone and online survey finds that 18% of likely voters think Trump will be impeached before serving his full term. 17% felt that way in September, down from a high of 29%. When Rasmussen reports first asked the question in December 2017. 45% still believe he will be reelected, basically unchanged. 26% say he will be defeated by a Democratic nominee. Only 74% of the people believe Trump's going to get reelected. I mean, if you think about the numbers, only 33% of say that a Democrat nominee is going to beat him. And that's trending down. From 33% in late July to 28% 2 months ago. The real numbers, folks. These are the numbers. But the real numbers are worse because Rasmussen, as much as they try to be, you know, equal-handed, they are not. They're not being equal-handed. So I'm telling you, it's better than that. 74% of the people, only 26% believe that a Democrat can beat him. 74% believe he's going to win re-election by default, if you look at that number. This despite the Democrats trying the biggest coup in the nation's history. But I really want to put a smile on the face of conservatives, because I want to give you the next polling metric, okay? And that is, 46% of the voters think that the House hearing should be expanded to look into the involvement of Biden and his son. 43% disagree, with 11% undecided. So a plurality of people say Biden needs to be looked into. Now, 68% of Republicans and unaffiliated voters, by a 48 to 39% margin, think the impeachment hearing should include the Bidens. But here's a number. 25% of Democrats disagree. Yeah, just 25% of Democrats. Think about this. 75% of Democrats who answered that survey believe that Biden should be looked into. But if I'm wrong on that, let's say it's only 25% that want him looked into. That's still a big number. See, I believe Donald Trump will convert. That's the number that could convert over to Donald Trump. If it's 75% to one Biden investigated, and he's toast. Biden's already toast. I've told you this. But if 25%, because I'm not sure how I'm reading this report. You can go look it up for yourselves. But if it's only 25% that say Biden should be investigated, which I can't believe that only that number would be, that's still a big number. That's the walkaway number. That's the Brandon Straka number, you know, of the walkaway program. That's people that are going, I've had enough. This is not good news. The Democrats are flat. Look, we can go back over those numbers, but you look at it for yourselves. Go read the Rasmussen report or review this clip, however you want to do it. But look at these numbers and tell me where you have anything that points to what the Democrats, how they can win in 2020 based on what people are looking at their records, based on the shenanigans that we've witnessed. How could you possibly, and I think this is what people are looking at, they're saying, how could you possibly be going after Trump for what Biden has said with his own mouth? And I'm not going to give you a lot of inside baseball here, but I'll tell you this. The Republicans are running the smartest campaign I have ever seen. Better than Trump's 2016 campaign by far. They have micro-targeted down to degrees that you don't even know. The only way Democrats win is through gerrymandering. And the only place they question gerrymandering is in Republican strongholds. They don't look at it in states that they control. The only way that they are winning, they won two governor's races by the skin of their teeth, through cheating and gerrymandering. They can't. Let me just give you a little bit of good news, conservatives. The Democrats cannot win a straight-up race against Republicans, even though they supposedly have numerical superiority across the board. In every way, they cannot defeat you. And there's a reason for this. It is because you are on the side of truth. They'd love to be able to beat you. They'd love to. On the up and up. The reason why they fight to get everybody to vote is because they can then manipulate the vote. The reason why they fight to give illegals driver's license and get them voting is because they can manipulate the vote. Oh, man. Like I said, when you get to the inside, this is the ugly nature of politics. The farther you really want to get away from it, and I'm not trying to brag, but for us to have to come into this battle every single day, people like myself and others that do this day in and day out, and I'm not getting rich doing this. I told you guys, I don't make a nickel in radio. The reason why we come out here and do this stuff is to save you from having to dig in, But I will tell you this. That said, you better do your own homework. And you better become somebody who's willing to proselytize this message across the board, who's willing to have these water cooler fights, and who's not going to back down every time somebody challenges you on why you support Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter weather may be threatening travel for millions of Americans over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. More than a foot of snow is forecast for Colorado and Wyoming before the storms move to the upper Midwest. Marie Dodds with AAA says storms and holidays don't mix well.
Bad weather and Thanksgiving travel can be a bad situation. You know, most folks don't want to cancel their Thanksgiving trip, so we tend to see folks head out no matter what the weather.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing more sanctions. Pompeo is encouraging people
people in Iran to continue sending evidence of the nation's crackdown on protesters inside the country.
We've received to date nearly 20,000 messages, videos, pictures, notes of the regime's abuses through Telegram messaging services. I hope they will continue to be sent to us. We will continue to sanction Iranian officials who are responsible for these human rights abuses.
USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thanksgiving is coming up. Black Friday. If I were Trump, I would release the IG report on Black Friday just to rub it in. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Not looking good for the Democrats. And here's why. There was something that happened recently that even foretells more of the problems that Democrats are having, and because they got worse with this announcement, and that announcement is Bloomberg running for president. I said he wouldn't do it. I'm going to go ahead and fall on the sword right now. I said Bloomberg would be stupid to run for president. There is no upside for him. He isn't going to make it. I mean, he's got a lot of money, and the only advantage he brings to the Democrats is he brings a ton of cash. He's got a lot of money. If he wants to spend $2 billion running for president, he could do it and not really miss a beat. So good for him. He's worth $55 billion, but that's part of the problem. Consider, folks, Democrats offered America over 20 candidates for president, including a former vice president who served under the person, Baby Black Jesus, that they believe was the best president in history. And yet, the party is still out there looking for a great white hope. And I do really mean a great white hope. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to check us out. Available for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and on weekends in some markets. Glad you guys are followers of my work. The smooth stylings, if you will, of an American who happens to be black, but is not an African American. So anyway, the Democrats needed a great white hope. Yeah, and they got one. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg officially announces his bid for the presidency. And sources say that the anti-Trumper, Jeff Bezos, prompted the 77-year-old dinosaur to run. Now, Bezos couldn't run because he's got a whole set of woes. He's getting a divorce, and of course, he's got scandals surrounding that. He does not want anyone looking in his britches. So he enlisted his fellow billionaire socialist. But let's look at the massive problems that Bloomberg's candidacy represents for the Democrats. The first one is he minimizes all of the other leftist candidates. As I indicated earlier, even a former vice president isn't good enough to beat Trump in the eyes of the Democrats. And what about all the other distinguished candidates on the left? Now, Democrats depend on a Gestapo former mayor to do what former First Lady and Secretary of State under Baby Black Jesus couldn't do. They believe a former mayor who doesn't want you to drink over 16 ounces of soda is what's going to do it for us. And what about the other leftist clowns, folks? 5 debates are in already. I mean, we are way into the presidential cycle, and they're still looking for somebody. The Democrats have congressmen. They have governors. They have senators. They have businessmen. They have Obama appointees. They have blacks. They have Latinos. They have women. They have things that look like women. They have LGBT. They have about everything else, including Guatemalan midgets. Well, they don't have a Guatemalan midget, but they have almost everything. And they still can't find the candidate. It reminds me of that scene from Blazing Saddles where Hedley Lamarr says, "I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, conmen, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswogglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, butt kickers, crap kickers, and Methodists." We should have just played the clip, but I like saying it. You try saying that from memory. Who else could these guys get? The Democrats' new strategy appears to be, our billionaire can beat up your billionaire. But so problem number one, he marginalizes every one of these so-called stellar candidates. And he exposes a lot of stuff too, and we'll get to that. So let's go to problem number two. That is, Bloomberg considers himself a centrist. So he poses a threat to the radical agenda of the left. I'm talking about the AOC crowd. He's called AOC and others like them. He's essentially alluded to them being clowns, but he's reinforced the policies of Trump. It doesn't make for a good strategy, folks, when your candidate opposes your point of view and reinforces that of his opponent. New York City Mag wrote this of Bloomberg's run. Bloomberg is reportedly mulling a run but could never win. Michelle Obama could win but would never run. By the way, Michelle Obama couldn't win either. Hillary Clinton is almost certainly not delusional enough to throw her hat in the ring. And none of the other names floated by the Whitby dinners or diners, Deval Patrick, Eric Holder, John Kerry, Sherrod Brown, have any obvious advantage over the standard issue Dems already in the race. If Kamala Harris and Cory Booker aren't connecting, why would a slapdash Patrick or Holder campaign hit the mark? And what does Brown offer that Klobuchar doesn't, beyond the opportunity to squander a precious Senate vote? The idea that the primary electorate would eagerly support a garden variety moderate Democrat who boasts no special connection to Barack Obama, if they only had more than a dozen such candidates to choose from, is manifestly absurd. But the Whitby crowd, I don't even know what Whitby is, longing for some kind of 2020 do-over, is entirely understandable. Centrist Democrats entered this cycle with a fairly strong hand. Polls consistently found a majority of Democratic voters say they preferred a maximally electable nominee over an ideologically ideal one. What's more, in some surveys, a plurality of the primary electorate events a preference for a return to Obamanism over big structural change. To be sure, if progressive consolidated their vote behind a single standard barrier, one with at least a modicum of appeal to African Americans in the South, they could still pose a threat. But the looming left-on-left battle between two light-skinned New Englanders seems to nullify that risk. Everything was coming up in incrementalism. I don't know it's a complicated article to just have somebody read. But here's what they're saying. Bloomberg versus Elizabeth Warren is not going to get you a win. Neither one of them is going to appeal to blacks. And there's a whole host of other things that they have. Bloomberg isn't going to resonate to blacks. Blacks already have our down-to-earth billionaire. And our polling proves that, because we did polling on that through criminal justice reform. So here's problem number three for the Democrats. What are the optics of choosing an independent? Now, remember, the Democrats tried this with Bernie Sanders. And Sanders sold out to the dark forces of Hillary Clinton. "You're my son, Luke. I am your father," Hillary said to Bernie. Anyway, so Hillary steamrolled Bernie, and he said, "You know what, I'm not going to fight it. I got rich." But now the Democrats aren't going to be able to buy Bloomberg out of a race should things come down to him versus insert other leftist clown here. So, sadly for Biden, insert leftist clown here is Biden. And if the Democrats want to replace Biden, the supposed front runner and person most likely to beat Trump, then I have some advice for the party of slavery and hanging of black people, is that blacks don't believe the Biden hype. Yeah. Number four problem for the Democrats. Bloomberg's already criticized many of his primary opponents, and he's criticized the Democrats in general. Here's what they said in an article in the Washington Examiner. Bloomberg couldn't resist taking a playful swing at Elizabeth Warren over her stance against the super wealthy. He says, I just said to Senator Warren on her way out, Senator, congratulations. It's a nice talk, but let me just remind you, if my company hadn't been successful, we wouldn't be here today. So enough with this stuff. He was in Des Moines, Iowa when he joked about this. But aside from being anti-Warren, Bloomberg differs with the Democrats on major issues. And here's what the Hill wrote about it. They said he has criticized plans by liberal Democrats to raise taxes, but he has angered conservatives by spending millions of dollars to fund campaigns to reduce gun violence and fight climate change. Look, he's not going to steal any votes from Trump. But he does create multiple chasms with the Democrats, beginning with being a rich white man. Which, problem number five, the party of rich white people. Bloomberg's not just rich people. He's richer than Trump. Now, that fact is not good optics for the Democrats to want to be party of the poor. And much of Bloomberg's wealth was gained while he was New York City mayor, and I documented that he grew from $4 billion of wealth to $41 billion while he was serving as mayor of New York. And I'm going to suggest that the Trump team might look into this. So, the party may want to be the party of opportunity, but they shut out blacks, Latinos, Asians, LGBT, and women, all for a super wealthy hypocrite who doesn't practice
this
what he
preaches. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I see why Democrats are so attracted to Michael Bloomberg as a candidate. Boy, they got some serious issues. As old black people say, they got some serious issues. Serious. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The Democrats need some money. They're like a Kanye begging Zuckerberg to fund him back. You remember that a while back? I ain't trying to jump on Kanye because I like that he has made his transition. I think it's legit. I think Kanye has seriously found God, and good for him. As one of my very wealthy and best friends says, yeah, my life improved when I made Jesus the chairman of the board of my life. Good for him. Good for Kanye. Good for you if you've done that. Nothing wrong with that. No shame in your game if you're a Christian, a Christ follower. Come on. You know, look, we're about to go to Thanksgiving. Excuse me, I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. We're going to Thanksgiving and people are already worried about it. I don't want to talk about this. Are you going to be on a a self-imposed gag order during Thanksgiving and not talk about President Trump? Are you going to let the left have their feast? Woo, I'm not. I'm not. Don't run into me at the family dinner at Thanksgiving, because I'll be like, Donald Trump, baby. Look at the size of that turkey. That's a Trumpian-sized turkey. Yeah, Democrats starving for money, begging for dollars. They got no loot. They got no loot. If you believe the media, though, they're crushing Trump, right? They're crushing him. Donald Trump is going down. He's going to be impeached. We've played all kinds of things. If every time the Democrats said Donald Trump was going to go down in defeat, you had a dollar, you'd be worth a lot of money right now. A lot of money. The public is no longer believing the media hype. And that is a serious problem for anybody with a D after their name. Polling on impeachment shows Democrats have lost that battle. They're not losing it, because you'll see, oh, they're losing it. The numbers are going here or there. Let me tell you something about impeachment, folks. The Democrats are not losing that battle. They have lost that battle. And this coming on the heels of the much ballyhooed Mueller report, Democrats are now zero for too many to count. You can't keep up with the number of losses that these clowns have had. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, available by podcast anytime you want. And if you want to catch us live or wherever in your market, I don't know if it's live, but you can catch us 12 to 2 Eastern. Anyway, the Democrats have tried every trick in the book to take out Donald Trump, candidate, and Donald Trump, the president. Yet, he stands atop their rubble. They are like the Wile E. Coyote going after the Roadrunner. He doesn't ever win, okay? He doesn't ever win. I don't care how many products from Acme he gets. The Democrats are the party of Acme. There's no clearer way to see Donald Trump's destruction of the Democrats than in their fundraising. Have you seen these numbers? Because we're about to break it down for you. I like giving you guys good news, especially going into the holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I know Andy Williams, but it's still a good time, and it's about to get better. According to the latest FEC report, the DNC reported just over $8.7 million cash on hand, and they have $7 million of debt. Did you hear that? Do I need to repeat it? $8.7 million cash, $7 million in debt. Now, the good news is, if you're a vendor waiting for your money, get it quick. Because right now they'd have a little bit of a surplus. They'd have technically $1.7 million left in the coffers. The Democrats also pulled in just over $50 million for the entire election cycle. That's not a lot of money when you think about it. Compounding their woes, Democrats' unmistakably grim figures come amid record-breaking numbers from the Republicans and President Trump. In the third quarter of this year, Trump and the RNC brought in $125 million. I feel like I have to go Baptist preach on you. $125 million. God's money. I heard the Lord. Yeah, I feel like I want to preach. The 2020 campaign fundraising arm said it has raised more than $308 million in 2019. And here's the number, it has $156 million in the coffers. I'm talking about in the bank, baby. I'm talking about in the bank. And these were October numbers. You can bet November numbers are cray-cray. They are cray-cray. I attended a fundraiser in Houston, Texas last month. There weren't 40 people in that room. They raised $2 million that day. That day, I heard this directly from the horse's mouth. They raised it in one day. Now, let's put it in perspective. Because I know what you're out there thinking. You're like, Kevin Jackson, you up in here preaching, and you don't even use a Bible. Well, I don't need the Bible. I can quote scripture, political scripture, and I'm about to quote you some political scripture. Okay, put it in perspective. Former President Barack Obama and DNC raised $70 million in the third quarter of 2011. This is when Obama was going to run for his second term, cheat his way into a second term. Because you remember he said, I don't have a budget balance by first end of my first term. Well, I don't deserve a second term. But he didn't care after that. Anyway, this is a year before his reelection. And if polling is based on money raised, President Trump's financial approval ranking is about in the 70% range. Because as I said, Barack Obama raised $70 million in the same quarter that Trump has raised $125 million. Yeah. Not identical. Trump has almost doubled what Barack Obama did. And just remember, don't you forget, Barack Obama was baby black Jesus. He was the Messiah for the Democrats. They wanted to make sure he would be a shoe-in. Understand this. He was unimpeded. The Republicans had multiple candidates. I don't think Romney was the main candidate at that point. They had multiple candidates running. So, there you go. Does that put it in perspective for you? So, Democrats can continue following their head-to-head polls, show, oh, all of our candidates can beat Donald Trump in a head-to-head. Even Amy Klobuchar is 4 points ahead of Trump. Have you seen these poll numbers? Let me give you an example. Kamala Harris, they say head-to-head beats Trump 10 points. Biden still supposedly is in the front runner. He beats Trump 12. Bernie Sanders 11. Elizabeth Warren 11. And it goes down to Buttigieg, who beats Trump by 6. Now, if you want to believe that, then you also believe that Trump can't draw a crowd, 20,000 people at an event, but Buttigieg can do it. You also believe that Buttigieg can fundraise better than Donald Trump. If Trump went to a rally and he says, look, I'd like everybody who attends this rally to go back and give me $10. 20,000 people at a rally. He raised, quite frankly, I think if he said, let's make it an average of 100, he'd raise $2 million without even breaking a sweat. They just, I know they did. My producers, look, I was there. I heard the campaign say, because somebody asked, it was in Texas. They said, what did you raise? He goes, we had a pretty good day. Raised $2 million today. Today, one day. I know it's that was not that was from the horse's mouth. That isn't third party. That's not like a shift in the people that he brought to testify in impeachment. I use my finger quotes. Now, ask the Trump campaign chairman what he credits with this fundraising prowess, and he said impeachment hearings. The relentless, pitiful attack by Democrats on Trump upsets his base, and let me tell you, I don't think it's just a base. I think two things are occurring. The solidification, I'll get it out, of Trump's base and Democrats who are fed up. Because if you look at their numbers, they're not able to fundraise. Nobody wants to donate to them because they're like, well, donate to what? Donate to attacking a guy who's working his butt off, who's making, you know, hay for us? Are you kidding? Now, Democrats, I know you want a little good news. I'm going to give you some. You're going to get mega dollars from dark money, from Soros and people like that. But rank and file members are going to continue to abandon you because they see the chasms that exist between your moderates and these AOC types. And that rip in the fabric is not going to be repaired by the party of lynching by election time. And I think this IG report, you're not going to get any favors from Horowitz. And the FBI is under investigation for Russia hoax and Ukraine hoax and everything else. Not good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.